This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. In national news today, a trial is underway this week in California as witnesses will begin to testify in the first case alleging that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer causes cancer. Politico says Lee Johnson, a groundskeeper for a California school district, alleges that years of spraying hundreds of gallons of the product caused him to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a form of cancer. Opening statements took place on Monday. This case is a separate one from a class action lawsuit that involves more than 300 plaintiffs who argued that their exposure to Monsanto's weed killer caused them to also develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That case is waiting on a judge's evidentiary decision that could determine if the case will proceed. The Johnson case is taking place on its own because attorneys feared he would die before the proceedings could begin. While the jury's decision won't have any effect on the class action lawsuit, it will likely be a bellwether for other future proceedings. Monsanto says in court filings that glyphosate has been deemed safe by every major regulatory agency. The company notes that cancers take many years to form and says Johnson wasn't exposed to Roundup long enough to make a connection between the product and his diagnosis. The review process has taken several months, but the National Chicken Council's Broiler and Broiler Breeder Welfare Guidelines have been certified by the Professional Animal Auditor Certification Organization. PACO is a leading authority on animal welfare auditing that provides high-quality training and certification credentials for auditors and audits. Dr. Ashley Peterson is the NCC Senior Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs. She says consumers want to be sure that all animals being raised for food are treated with respect and are properly cared for during their lives. The families and companies involved in raising broilers share the public's concern, says Peterson, and with this certification, consumers and customers can feel confident that when buying and eating chicken, the birds were well cared for and treated humanely. While the broilers and broiler breeder guidelines were updated as recently as 2017, this is the first time in history that they've been certified by an independent audit certification organization. Mortality and condemnation rates for America's broiler flocks are at an all-time low, meaning that the overall flock health is incredibly healthy. Roughly 12 weeks remain on the current farm bill. One of the biggest questions before the ag community right now is whether or not a new farm bill will be approved before the current one expires. With the House and Senate passing their respective pieces of legislation and now committee work underway, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he's hopeful something will be agreed upon soon. However, during his recent trip to Pullman, Washington, Perdue acknowledged there's a way to go on the farm bill process.
Farm bill always has been bipartisan, and it will be so at the end. I think most people don't want to go back and face midterm elections here in November without having a farm bill there.
Perdue noted, with so many questions of trade wars and tariffs, American farmers need a farm bill now and into the future.
There's enough uncertainty with trade disruptions right now. Farmers need the predictability and the certainty of another authorized farm bill for the next 5 years so they can begin to make plans over their cropping plans for the future.
Perdue recently toured Inland Northwest Ag during a recent trip through Spokane, Koflax, Pullman, and Moscow, Washington. The farm show return after these messages. This Saturday is the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association Tractor Drive, and here's Molly Rosentrader with more information.
Yeah, Lynn Hewyer and Matt Slidham are heading up our tractor drive. It will be July 14th, which is a Saturday, and this year we're leaving from a new location, which is the Macoupin County Historical Society, also known as the Anderson Mansion. The address there is actually 920 West Breckenridge in Carlinville, and we're going to have the drivers meet at 8:45 in the morning. We're going to try to roll out about 9 o'clock, and we're doing two routes this year. One of the routes, which I think is an awesome idea, is going to go by a historic barn up on Route 4, which is owned by the Weiss family and has a big Americana flag on it. And we're also going to have a photographer there taking pictures, so you can get your picture taken on your tractor in front of this barn. That is one of the routes. That will be a 14-mile route. And then we're also doing another route that goes 21 miles. So depending on your tractor and how far you want to drive, probably depending on how warm it is that day, you have your choice of two different routes.
Is it just open to antique tractors, or is it any tractor you want to bring by you can drive?
Well, I imagine any tractor you'd like. Our only rule is that it must be able to run 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So try to keep pace a little bit with everybody. It's mostly antiques, and we have a great turnout every year. And like I said, we're doing the Historical Society building this year from our starting point, and then hopefully we'll have everybody back there. Oh, the first round we're planning on coming back around 11, 11:30, and then the rest, the longer drive will come back around noon to 12:30. And the FFA alumni is going to serve lunch and help with the Historical Society and then also the Ag Association.
What can listeners expect to see and do at this event?
Well, it's mostly the tractor drive in the morning. A lot of the alumni is going to stay around and help cook. And then we'll have the meal on, like I said, right around lunchtime. And there will be a $5 meal and then also a $10 meal with, you know, your meat and a couple side dishes and drinks. So if the community would like to come out and, you know, see the tractors come back in and take pictures or just hang out on the Historical Society grounds, that would be great. So there's several things that you can do that day.
How can somebody find out more about the tractor drive or about this event?
Well, the easiest thing would be to call Lynn Hooyer, and his number is 217-825-7154. Or you can call Matt Slidham. He actually works up at C&B in Carlinville if you have any questions. But his cell phone number is 217-710-8339. And you can call either of those guys or else just show up that morning at the Historical Society and we'll get you all set up.
Okay.
There will be parking on the grounds there as well for your truck and trailer. So we have everything taken care of. And we'd also like to thank the Macoupin County Historical Society as well as the Antique Tractor Association. We've started doing some more stuff with them, and they've been very helpful to our organization. So they will be there that day as well, and would really like to thank them for their support.
If you're interested or want to learn more information, contact Lynn Hooyer by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. Tomorrow at the Jersey County Fair, come on out for the rodeo starting at 7 p.m. Saturday at 8 a.m. is the Open Swine Show and the Dairy Show at 9 a.m. Be sure to come out and enjoy the Jersey County Fair. There's only 2 days left to go buy some sweet corn from the Gillespie FFA. The FFA will be selling sweet corn this week from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Be sure to get some sweet corn before it's too late. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.